This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today resumed discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha this evening to the debate on the motion of thanks. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply at 5 p.m. in the House. Meanwhile, participating in the debate in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal highlighted various achievements of the government. Talking about women's empowerment, he said the government has set a target of making 3 crore Lakhpati Didis within a set time frame. Taking part in the discussion, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said the country with its vast potential and resources has not been able to exploit its true manufacturing potential under the current regime. The SP leader also raised the issue of Mahakumbh incident and accused the Uttar Pradesh government of lapses in handling the crowd at Prayagraj. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, senior leader of the BJP, Bansi Lal Gurjar, said that India is encouragingly moving forward on the path of development and prosperity under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. Earlier, the Deputy Chairman, Harivansh, rejected the adjournment motion moved by some opposition members in the House, demanding discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP SP leader Supriya Sule's allegations of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. Mr. Chauhan said if any irregularities are found, an inquiry will be conducted and strict action will be taken against those guilty.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश के किसानों को ये बताना चाहता हूँ कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ हुई और वो प्रमाणित हुई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को कभी छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा, ये हमारी प्रतिबद्धता है। महाराष्ट्र सरकार ने भी फसल बीमा योजना के क्रियान्वयन में सुधारात्मक कदम भी उठाए हैं और महाराष्ट्र में 80-110 का मॉडल लागू किया गया है। मैं फिर आश्वस्त करता हूँ कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ है तो जाँच होगी और प्रमाणित हो गई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा।
The Agriculture Minister emphasized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to increasing farmers' income. All arrangements are in place for a smooth conduct of the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. The polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are likely to cast their ballots. Delhi is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, AAP and Congress. 699 candidates are in the fray in the Assembly polls. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on voting and counting days to assist staff deployed for election duty. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar today called out the selective criticism of terrorism and major conflicts around the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jay Shankar said that the world is currently witnessing two major conflicts that are often presented as matters of principle, but these principles have been applied selectively and unevenly. India has made a significant contribution to the United Nations regular budget for 2025, paying a total of $37.64 million. This timely payment places India among an elite group of 35 member states lauded for fulfilling their financial obligations to the UN on schedule. China today announced retaliatory measures in response to US President Donald Trump's 10% tariff on Chinese imports. China's Ministry of Commerce said that it will impose retaliatory tariffs on a raft of US products. The countermeasures include a 15% tax on coal and liquefied natural gas imports from the US, crude oil, agriculture machinery, pickup trucks and large engine cars will face a 10% tariff. In Mumbai Open Tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarter finals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.